when state lawmakers decided to allow two for-profit companies to open the state's first virtual charter schools, it was a controversial move. Many reports revealed the company's schools in other states were plagued by poor student outcomes and lawsuits. Online charter advocates promised things would go differently in North Carolina. But state tests show the two virtual charter schools have the lowest growth scores in the state. Jess Clark reports.
It looks a lot like Saturday morning at the Thompson household in Johnston County. Three girls are in comfy sweats at the breakfast table or kitchen island, each slouched in front of a glowing laptop. But this is 11 a.m. on a Monday, and while the Thompson girls aren't in a classroom, they are in school.
This is a less stressful situation because you kind of see how laid back they are. They're not being rushed to hurry up and finish this.
That's the girl's mother, Tammy Thompson. Last school year, she enrolled her three kids in North Carolina Virtual Academy, or NCVA, one of the state's two virtual charter schools. Thompson worked as a child nutritionist for 15 years in Harnett County Schools, and she says she thought the environment felt unsafe and that kids weren't getting the attention they needed.
We had a foster child that lived with us, and I met her in the sixth grade at my school, and she couldn't even read, and nobody figured it out. I figured it out. She couldn't read. And she had made it all the way to the sixth grade, not reading.
At the breakfast table, 8-year-old Abigail Thompson clicks lightning fast through multiple choice math problems. She says other kids picked on her when she went to a regular public school. The virtual experience, she says, is much better.
You don't have to get bullied, and you still can make friends.
Mm-hmm. Do you still make friends through your school?
When we have open chat, we can either chat to our friends through the chat box or through the microphone.
Not all virtual charter school students are doing as well as Abigail. The state's two virtual charters, NCVA and NC Connections Academy, fell far short of expected student growth on state tests. In fact, the schools have the two lowest student growth scores in the entire state.
Are our scores what we wanted? They're not, but we're going to improve.
Joel Medley is the top administrator for NCVA. He says the school has added more staff and created small groups to help students who struggle in math. When it comes to the low growth score, Medley says he looks at growth differently.
If you talk to those families, the statements that they are giving us about the schooling that they received this year compared to where they have come from, that's the difference. That's part of the growth. If you have students that are behind, you can't turn them around completely in 1 year. It takes time. And that's all that we're saying is give us the time with the 4 years.
4 years is the amount of time the North Carolina legislature approved NCVA and Connections Academy to run. Lawmakers call it a pilot program. But pilot or not, the program makes for an expensive experiment. The two schools have collected more than $15 million in taxpayer funds, and they have more than 3,000 students statewide. Todd Zebarth is with the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools. He says that's a lot of kids to have on the line in a pilot program.
Those numbers are probably too high, at least out of the gate. Why don't we see if these operators can succeed maybe with a few hundred kids?
Zebarth says he thinks the main reason operators are starting out so big is because they want to make more money. After all, these are for-profit companies running these schools. The operators also hold sway with state lawmakers. K-12, the company that manages NCVA, has 5 lobbyists registered with the state. By contrast, the State Department of Public Instruction has 1 lobbyist.
What great English explorer and sea captain, Sir Francis Drake? Sir Francis Drake.
But Tammy Thompson says NCVA's for-profit nature doesn't bother her. Neither do its low test scores, even though one of her kids tested below grade level last year.
It doesn't bother you that the scores, the state scores are low?
No, the testing is not. I see what my kids do daily. That test does not say who my kids are.
Under the terms of the pilot program, the schools can grow 20% each year, and both schools say they intend to do so. That means next school year, the two virtual charters could enroll more than 4,000 students. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.